Okay, we're looking at the restoration of all things. This is module 12, and this is the second part of this subject. Again, I discover to enable you to engage in these things, let your spirit resonate with truth. We're going to discover many different things that aren't always in the Bible, so don't let that become a problem for you. As we're walking this journey out with God, we're going to discover more about Him ourselves and what our role is in restoration. Some of that is going to come from direct revelation from Him. We have the Spirit of Truth in us, with us as our guide. We have Jesus, the way, the truth, and the life in us and with us to disciple us. We have our loving Father in us and with us to father us into sonship. Agape love, the love which defines who God is, should be what we use to measure and test everything against. Measure all of your beliefs, all of your doctrines, all of your theology against love, and everything that you experience, use love as the plumb line to measure it against. You won't go too far wrong with that. If you don't resonate with anything I'm talking about in these sessions, because they are quite controversial, then just park them. It's okay. Continue with your journey. And when you're at a stage where this is ready to be brought up again, maybe you'll pick it up again then. That's okay. There are many things I don't yet fully understand cognitively, but that doesn't necessarily make them wrong. And I have had experiences spiritually that it took years for the cognitive understanding to come. That's okay also. There have been many things that I was convinced were true that now I realize were merely man's opinions and ideas, because that's where I got them from. I didn't get most of the revelation that I had years ago from God. I got it from other people. Now, I want the revelation I have to come from God directly, and I don't want to lean to my own understanding about it. I just want to receive it and share it. We've been looking in this module about the four streams of thought that are converging into one mighty river: the mystic sonship, realized eschatology, universal reconciliation, energy frequency healing, and we're specifically looking at universal reconciliation. We're going to cover the three streams in this module. The mystic stream is the focus of the whole Engage in God program. So looking at universal reconciliation, Christian universalism, apokatastasis, Greek word, the restoration of all creation, including everything that's been created, does this include all heavenly and dimensional beings? And we're looking really at dimensional beings. Are there other dimensions? What's going on in those dimensions? I've had experience of this over a long period of time that's brought me to a point now of having encountered this, but it was a long journey. The restoration of our creation mandate brings us to include the restoration of dimensional beings and dimensions, I believe, and the restoration of fallen ones or fallen angels, restoration of our relationship with elementals and with creation itself. God said this: "My son died to reconcile the whole cosmos to me. So don't think less than the whole that the cross accomplished. I engaged the tree of life and ate the fruit and realized that the nations associated with healing and the leaves or scrolls of the tree of life are not limited to this dimension, but life and freedom is for all nations and all families across all dimensions. Not limited, no limitation to restoration." Now, I sought Metatron. As I've engaged Metatron before, remember Metatron gave me four golden keys, but I wanted a key that would unlock the dimension and allow freedom to be demonstrated. And so I sought out Metatron and engaged. And the Father in this process said to me this: "Son, what you seek is the key to hearts and minds to free them from the bondage to corruption. Son, mankind is the key. As my children embrace sonship, the freedom that they receive will be the testimony for all dimensional races that are held in captivity." So I was looking for a key, but actually I am the key. You are the key. We are the key. It is the revealing of the sons that will unveil the hope of expectation that has been lost. Our sonship is engaging in those other dimensions and introducing hope and light. All of the created order is looking, waiting, and longing for the hope of the freedom and restoration that comes through our sonship. Son, you met the representatives of those who have glimpsed hope. Now the transdimensional barriers are being crossed. Remember, I met three different races in a sort of anteroom, and they were ambassadors and they were wanting help. There are others who need to be exposed to the light of hope so expectation can rise in them also. Lord, here am I, send me. That's my only response to what is a task that stretches me beyond again and again. I mean, I just said, okay. I started to release the sound of hope from within me as a message to make first contact with those that I needed to engage with. That's what I felt led to do. Let the desire of my heart resonate with the hope of the nations. I heard the cries of those in captivity as faint echoes, but they were coming closer. This was back in 2017. It wasn't until 2019 that I was able to fully respond and engage with what I was preparing by releasing sounds and frequencies and responding. So I released the sound that calls for freedom from captivity that stirs the hope of liberation. Son, liberation will take revolution to rise up and throw off the oppression of generations. I went back through the portal of light. I engaged the race's representatives once again, and I asked, what can I do for you? What are your priorities? Isolation and separation are our two priorities, said the tall one. Our major issues are inferiority that leads to competition, and our issues are deception and living under illusion, said one of the others. We have all been put into bondage by the mistakes of those who listened to the lies and false expectations of the originator who took the place of the creator, a fallen covering cherub. We need the sons of God to be revealed to show us the freedom that is possible. We need the support of the sons of God to establish resistant movements who will sow the leaven of truth into our societies. We need ambassadors who will represent us to the councils and will have mandates to make official contact. I said, I will seek to align the 12 great houses and see ambassadors commissioned for the task and make a case to the 70 on your behalf. So I was going to go to the assemblies and councils of God to make a case for mandates to be released so that we could actually begin to see people begin to take responsibility for this. It's not my role to deal with all the races and things out there, but I do have a role to play. My responses were not reasoned. They were just instinctive, flowing from non-cognitive encounters. I just said that. I didn't know how to do that. But because I said it, I called it into being. I then started to see the creativity of being able to do that begin to emerge, and I began to go and do it. So what I did after this encounter, I engaged the Council of the Fathers, and I sought a mandate for the establishing the law of reintegration and wholeness. The Council responded by authorizing me to make, release, and use the law transdimensionally, not just into this dimension, but all dimensions. That was a good starting point. I entered the Court of Kings, took my place at a bench where there were witnesses present representing a variety of people, groups, races, angelic orders. I released the law of reintegration and wholeness, produced it on a scroll. With the full authority of the Prince of Peace, this law can address all who are broken, fractured, separated, dislocated on the basis of reconciliation accomplished by the Father in Jesus for the whole cosmos. That was the preamble of the law. I release the law of reintegration and wholeness. Based on 2 Corinthians 5:18 to 19, now all these things are from God who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation, namely that God was in Christ reconciling the world or the cosmos to himself, not counting their trespasses or sins against them, and he has committed to us the word of reconciliation. I carry that reconciliation word, that ministry, being an ambassador for it in my heart. You are authorized by the ministry and the calling of reconciliation by God, who is Father, Son, and Spirit in perfect union. You're authorized to administer reconciliation by releasing the sound of deep calling to deep to reach and touch the most fragmented and fractured parts of creation. Now, just after I produced this, I went and engaged within my generational lines in the fire of God's consuming presence and ministered reconciliation to the fragmented souls of those who were in that refining fire. And I had an amazing response when I ministered to fragmentation. You see, when souls go into the post-death experience of the fire of restoration and the fire of reconciliation and all of that that goes on there, they're still fragmented and therefore unable to respond. When you administer peace and the Prince of Peace and engage them in that peace and they come into soul wholeness, then they can respond. So I use this immediately in that sphere. You're authorized to speak the words of reconciliation with a force able to penetrate every prison or hiding place. You're authorized to release the frequency of love to engage the deepest traumas with the hope of the very essence of peace. You're authorized to cross all barriers and boundaries that divide, separate, to reconcile, reintegrate, and restore all divisions, dichotomies, fragmented parts into peace and wholeness. You're authorized to issue the challenge of love's essence that will call to attention the spirits of all who are lost and perishing in the captivity of trauma's prisons. You're authorized to shine the light of love into the darkest, deepest, darkest recesses of fractured souls to reveal love's essential message of wholeness. You're authorized to call for the gathering angels to carry this message of reconciliation, reintegration, and wholeness across all barriers, partitions, boundaries, and transdimensional matrices. You're authorized to use every method, including sound, light, fragrance, frequency, words, music, touch, emotion, tears, that carry the original tent of God's eternal desire for I am oneness. You're authorized to be repairers of the breaches, rebuilders of the ruins, restorers of broken dwellings, relayers of damaged foundations. Now, this is really talking about people and creation, not physical buildings. The jurisdiction for this law, the cosmos. The consequences of this law, the restoration of creation through the reconciled and restored spirits and souls and bodies of the sons of God, who by rising and shining the glory of their liberation and freedom from the corruption of fragmentation will bring a new age of peace. Awesome. So I took my scroll with the quest to engage the other races, the scroll I received from Enoch, to Wisdom's Heights, and I engaged her pillars for revealing of wisdom and understanding of how to tell them the story, create the narrative that will unveil the restoration and freedom that's available in Jesus, the Messiah, to all cosmic dimensions. I needed to have something unveiled of how to do this. And then I start to administrate things. So I call for the Spirit of the Lord to help advise me also how to preach Isaiah 61, freedom and good news to the captives and prisoners of dimensional space. I have a way of preaching in this dimension. How am I going to do that in other dimensions? So I asked for help from the seven spirits of God, particularly the Spirit of the Lord, who could help me, who was involved in Isaiah 61 when the Spirit of the Lord was upon him. You have engaged with the watchers of those races, so communicate what you develop in your heart and the desire of the loving God that you will have. So I wasn't going to enter into a process that would prepare me. This is what the Spirit of the Lord was saying. Cultivate the mandate within your heart as it is still something of a reluctant acceptance of the quest. So he saw right through me, basically. Once you have desire, the narrative will follow and the strategy will be birthed out of desire, not duty. So I took my scroll to my garden. I created a special place for those three dimensional races within my garden, and I planted the scroll, watered it, commanded growth and fruitfulness. Then I began to eat the fruit to feel the isolation and poison of enslavement and captivity, and opened my heart to them. I felt things that then cause me to open my heart. Now then, I started to re-engage God. Son, duty or desire is the choice faced by men caught in the legalistic traps of religion and lost relationship. Duty is the mantra of those who are seeking a relationship through performance, who have been following the DIY tree of self-effort. Son, whole races and people groups are held in deception's captivity. I've been calling you to seek my heart of love for all that crosses all barriers and boundaries of space-time. Son, there is truly no place that my love cannot reach if you are prepared to be a willing expression of love's light to those in the darkness of captivity and deception. Son, you will need to be a forerunner, raise others up to be ambassadors of love to other races and dimensions. Which is why I'm sharing this with the Engaging God program and the Joshua Generation. Son, are you willing to risk it all to go beyond with my heart's message and desire for reconciliation and restoration? Well, that was a question I had to face, and I answered it by yes. But it's a challenge when I start sharing this controversial stuff. I know that some people get upset by it, but I need to go with the heart of God. I'm not trying to offend people or upset people. I want people to embrace fullness, but I'm going to go for it. Yes, Father, impart your heart to me so I can feel the intensity of your desire. Son, the folded dimensions of space-time need to be unfurled. Now, string theory says that there are 11 dimensions. We operate in 3-4 dimensions. The other dimensions are folded and therefore cannot be seen. The flat dimensional planes of captive existence need to be restored to full geometric beauty and the limitations and restrictions removed. It's like some of those other dimensions are folded in and like living in two dimensions rather than three, or one dimension rather than two or three. There's something about it that needs to be restored to that geometric beauty of sacred geometry. I call for new narratives to be created to tell the restoration story to connect to all dimensions and all forms of communication and language. I call the scribes and storytellers to come forth in the heavenly realms and release their creative capacity and passion. I call for the alignment of the circle of the deep for the captive dimensions, for the precepts, statutes, and laws of the dimensions to be revealed, agreed, in order for the ordinances of heaven's windows to the dimensions to be opened. Now, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just in a place where my spirit is beginning to make declarations. I engage the 12 chancellor's houses on the circle of the deep, and I am now looking for alignment of precepts, statutes, and laws to open a window for the ordinances of heaven to start to function, and then the other houses to come into agreement. I call for a pulling back of the dimensional curtains to reveal a new vista for the sons of God to see and arise to engage. I want people to know that we have access to these dimensions to bring restoration. Son, let me show you something. Come walk with me. So we walked to the house of mantles in the chancellor's houses. Here in the mantles house, there are many new mantles being prepared for this generation so my children can become men and women after my own heart, who will serve my purposes in this their generation and inspire the next generation who must rise up to walk together. There are new mantles for us for this role. See the new roles and responsibilities that are being prepared to align with destiny and redemptive gift. There was much activity going on in the next house that I went in, the House of Scrolls. This is where we went on a journey through some of these houses. With many angelic beings working in rows and rows of mantles, many different colors, sizes, and materials. Son, will you try on this new mantle? You don't need to take off the old. This is in addition to your eternal mantle. So I was drawn to a red and orange mantle, not blue, surprisingly. It was a matte, non-reflective material. The angel fitted it over my shoulders, and immediately the spirit of wisdom and knowledge and the spirit of the Lord came around me. Now, they're associated with some of those colors. They spoke mysteries of the precepts of God that led to his statutes and laws. They revealed another dimension of the nature of God and a new understanding of dimensional travel. Son, now do you see more of the beyond beyond that I've been revealing to you? Yes, Father, I see that reconciliation goes beyond this dimension, this time, and this space continuum. Yes, I see the restoration of beyond what I could have never imagined or thought without this mantle. I started to perceive something that I couldn't see fully before. I saw time streams and history itself having no limits and being no limitation on your desire for restoration. I saw the scope of reconciliation and restoration is beyond beyond, but this mantle envisions and empowers me to see and feel the cries of creation dimensionally and from my generational timelines. I also felt and sensed the ambassadors of the races that I had previously encountered are but the beginning of dimensional restoration. Yes, son, there is always more, so prepare your heart for change and engage the eternal flame once again. The eternal flame was what I engaged when I engaged my dark cloud experience in 2012. So there was change going to take place by engaging this. The flame that is to be found beyond, it was a representation of the process of the dark cloud experience, but is also a dimensional place. So once again, I walk beyond the throne of grace to the doorways to beyond. There at the matrix of dimensional space at the event horizon, I was drawn to a portal with a seemingly even smaller slit revolving at a faster speed. This seemed to be even harder to get through. I hesitated again, contemplating how to enter, but then I'd gone through a process of expanding consciousness, so I took on the view, there is no spoon, there is no slit, there is no barrier. This is the desire and willingness which increased so that my fears could decrease. See, I found that my view of this was based in some soul fear. This is no physical barrier or entrance. This represents my conscious mind's unwillingness to go beyond. That's what I was projecting into this space. I have created, and I had created, the appearance of this access point out of my own understanding. My vision of the portals was a projection of my soul's fear. Son, now that you have this realization, there is no barrier that can resist your entrance other than what your mind creates through fear. Now, our mind is powerful to limit and even be deceived by what we're seeing through fear's deception and distortion. So we've got to be careful to operate in love. Son, you decide, you choose, now that you're free. The revolving slit slowly transformed into an energy field that was transparent but slightly diffracted, as do all the other doorways. And there were so many more doorways that I saw. I was now aware of many doors in this place that I could not previously see, but not linear, but like a curved maze of a spiral where all these doorways were spiraling in. Suddenly, the possibilities became endless. I waited, weighed up the cost, pondered the potential adventures ahead, and then pursued. My sons are ambassadors. They have been given the word and ministry of reconciliation that came not just from the work of the cross, which was limited to mankind. Reconciliation was upon the foundation stone of all creation, because the living word, my son, was slain for all he would create and speak into being. That's why I believe all things can be restored. All things were created by him and for him. Therefore, what occurred before the foundational fall has the power to touch all creation, seen and unseen, in all dimensions, as reconciliation was established within the very fabric of creation itself. The offering of the creator for the created, even though the created only then existed in his mind, exists within the fabric of creation itself and is the life force, the energy that is the grace frequency vibrating as strings within the smallest particles and the largest structures. String theory. Grace is integral within the foundation stone from which all creation emanated. So the message of the redeeming, reconciling, restoring, resurrecting Creator, who is abundantly overflowing with life, is available to all races, all beings, across all dimensions within all creation. No other races or beings carry or have the responsibility of carrying the fullness of our DNA like the sons of God, as none were made in the full image and likeness of their Creator, and as co-heirs and co-creators in sonship. Many were created with aspects of our likeness, and many were created with aspects of our image, but none other than man were spirit, soul, body. None other have the capacity to be our dwelling place or have the capacity to dwell within us, but all have the capacity to have restored, to be restored to relationship and know love. Son, you have been given the mandate to be the ambassador to those races who have made contact. There will be more once the testimony of freedom is released. I still had no idea that this would entail. But I was willing now to pursue it. Son, what I did not tell you is that you are the freedom, the light of love, and it is the expression of your glorious identity as a son that will be the frequency that restores hope and sets that part of creation free from its bondage. Each of us is this. Each of us is a son of light. This is not just me. This is a generic. God was speaking to me because I have a role to play, but we all have a role to play. We all have the glorious liberty of our identity that will bring freedom to creation. You have met on neutral ground. Now enter the dimensional portals and radiate love's light, which will release the truth of true sonship to those whose hearts are longing for the revealing of the sons of God. So now I have to go to those dimensions. Now, this is based on Romans 8, 19 to 21. For the anxious longing of creation waits eagerly for the revealing of the sons of God. For the creation was subjected to futility, not willingly, but because of him who subjected it, in hope that the creation itself will also be set free from its slavery to corruption into the freedom of the glory of the children of God. That is our identity. That is our position. That's what we need to discover. Creation is all that has come out of the unseen realm of the Father's heart. And the word creation there, kestisis, properly means creation, that which is founded from nothing, that, in a sense, from a term that Homer used, creation out of nothing, lat ex nihilo. This is not something we have made, this is something that came out of his heart that he made. Son, I will be calling many to engage with other dimensions and with other dimensional races within their roles as my sons. My sons are responsible for creation and all that I have created within what is known and unknown. I am unveiling truth and revelation to those who are maturing, and this includes the ability to access my consuming fire, to rescue those there, and to engage in the restoration of those who have fallen. The fallen ones include those of what you call the angelic realm, but there are also many other fallen dimensions. I had three encounters over a period of time in 2018 where I engaged each of those dimensions as an ambassador of hope. I went through the portal to beyond to the small statured people, and I immediately felt the bondage to servitude, segregation that existed in this dimension. I felt it. It was like an oppressive blanket. As soon as I went into that dimension, I was in it. I felt it. Slavery, apartheid, caste system, the ruling classes, subjugation, all the worst things that we have done were still fully operational, oppressing the masses in the most foul, heinous ways. I could not be seen cloaked, but then I saw a central obelisk, their version of the Tower of Babel, connecting the ruling masses to a hive mind. This could be turned to connect the working worker classes, so I ascended in light, connected with the system. This was a technology, reversing the polarity of the circuit. I sent out the frequency of hope, the message of love's light within sonship to go forth, stirring the memory of more ancient paths. Now, did I know how to do this? No, I just instinctively did what I felt led to do. Freedom from bondage radiated from love's light, and they are touched by sonship not to create a rebellion, but a love non-violent revolution. The mindsets of the oppressed and suppression was thrown off as love's light infiltrated the society like leaven. That's what began to take place. The DIY code from the earth is connected to creation itself, perverting and polluting creation with true essence of Antichrist. These dimensions are affected by ours, but they are affected to the worst extreme. The mind of Christ has been released to bring a true metanoia to this dimension. Son, it is time to understand more about the fallen dimensions that seek redemption from their choices their ancestors made. The news of freedom will spread as the light of sonship shines brightly and the sound of frequency of liberty produces hope to all who are looking for the sons of God to come. The stories of the Shining Ones are embedded as truth within the history and mythology of all dimensions, and seekers of truth are finding them. The frequency of hope is beginning to resonate across the dimensions. That is us. I engaged the portals again. This was another experience. And it took me some time between these experiences. I didn't just jump from one to the other. You know, it's like the first one was a bit overwhelming. I had to weigh up, what have I done? What am I doing? You know, but I engaged the portal again. I entered the dimension of the second humanoid race, but it was empty, devoid of light and love. I felt it. The dimension seemed sterile, devoid of emotion, and I observed a loveless people who were enslaved without hope. They had no life in their eyes because love had been eradicated as an emotion, and there was no word within their vocabulary. Their culture and society is technologically advanced, but there is no joy, no expression of art, all purely functional. There is no nature, no signs of other life forms. The sky is dark, overcast, permanently grey. All power is drawn from within and the energy is being drained. I met the representative and he led me to a meeting of others. All seemed lifeless, devoid of emotion. The absence of love was tangible. Empty, hollow eyes stared at me. I felt so sad, but drawn into the emptiness, but then started to feel compassion. It rose up in me and made me angry at the loss of love. I started to pulsate and light began to energize, and like an electromagnetic pulse, love's light went forth like a love bomb. It was an explosion of energy. The energy of love's light radiated the room with love, and emotions were felt for the first time, and life began to spark. This is pretty amazing. I saw faces that began to show a flicker of emotion, or emotional response as love's light dispelled the darkness of their soul and hope was felt. That's what I started to feel. I now began to talk of love with a narrative and the creator and the foundation stone of love's sacrifice. See, sacrifice is impossible without love. Now my words had meaning as the truth of love shone. I unveiled love's truth and nature with stories which were myths with no connection without feelings. The revolution had begun, the seeds of emotion were sown, and hope sprang forth as love's light was released. Faces no longer dead, eyes no longer lifeless, because the power of love had been released and my part was done. I knew I'd done what I needed to do. I expressed a smile, there was a flicker of response that showed me love had returned, and the infection of the leaven of love had begun to spread. awesome. I returned through the portal where the Father was waiting for me with a broad smile and a loving embrace. I felt the pleasure of his heart and I was filled with energy, having been drained by this experience. I gave it all. I let everything out. Now, a while later, I went through another portal, went beyond, through the portal into the dimension. This dimension was so deeply divided and functioned by serfdom. Rural living for the masses, but extreme opulence and high technology for the few. There was the connection to the tower, again, that I felt, but I couldn't see it, but I sensed it was there. I felt the worst of all the divisive systems that were in place. Caste system, slavery, racism, serfdom, segregation, apartheid. All the worst that the DIY tree path has created were all mirrored here, but much worse and intense. There was no religion here, but there was the worst of all political systems of control that maintain the power of the few over the many through the laws that oppress institutionally. The educational system was designed to segregate through the lack of knowledge, keeping the classes divided and all creativity suppressed, so no one is allowed to think beyond the limits of their education, which was to purely function according to class. They all had bowed heads, fixed on the ground, never looked up, that is the law, and was punishable by death. No one of the lower classes was allowed to speak, as no language was taught or allowed. Work training was the only education allowed. This was a terrible place. The oppression of the many by the few, and even within the many, there were deep racial and cultural divides. Oppression clothed the air like a thick, heavy blanket of despair, choking out all hope. I found a small gathering of representatives from each of the groups included, including the ambassador that I had met before. Sonship and love's light is breaking through the different dimensions of creation, poisoned by the DIY tree, and are now being infiltrated by the first glimpse of hope. The frequencies of hope are coming through as the sons of God arise with restored identity and position. I began to speak, but not so much with words, but with the communication of heart to heart. Communication of my heart, of God's heart, the oracles of the Father's heart, all that type of stuff. I'm just communicating heart to heart. That's the only way, because they don't understand words. I shared oneness, integration, wholeness, peace. I began to radiate the multicolored, multifaceted, manifold nature of creation, affirming uniqueness and diversity as the expression of an infinite, living, loving God. Amazing. All this stuff just began to flow. The very connection between dimensions of the poison tree can be used for good if the sons of God arise and take their places within the tree of life. I saw the shackles begin to break and the oppression's heavy weight lift. They all began to look up for the first time to a new vista, a new horizon, and a new hope. The seeds had been sown, my job was done. Now hope will spread and the many will be united to throw off the shackles of the few. They now saw each other for the first time, celebrated their diversity, began to form a common language of honor, respect, and love that will unite them heart to heart. Sonship is infiltrating creation with the sound, frequency, and light of Jubilee. The cry of freedom is the beginning to resonate beyond the dimensions, groaning under the DIY tree oppression. Son, all that I am is yours. Come to me and be at rest as a son, and encourage all of my children to be the same by letting go of their slavery and orphan identity and mentality. Live loved, free to know, free to see, free to be, free to do, free to go, and so fulfill your destiny as a son and heir of creation. 2019. Now, I had encounters in 2019 which took this further. Son, let me introduce you. Now, I thought that my role was done at this point. You know, so I wasn't looking for any more engagements. I was looking to help other people engage. But God said this, Son, let me introduce you to some more of those who are beginning to encounter the frequency of sonship's hope. So I entered through the first portal into this dimensional anteroom, and there were six more ambassadors of their races there. The Hadurans, the Jurassians, the Jordassians, the Rakthirians, the Silothians, and the Larathians. All different in size, stature, appearance, but vaguely humanoid. They all made representation for visitations to facilitate their freedom, the race's freedom from the corruption of rebellion, the original rebellion. You know, that was really where I first began to engage them there. They're all calling on the sons of God to be revealed, the light of truth to shine, to free their civilizations from bondage. I offered the hand of friendship, and all embraced, and I extended my spirit around them so they could feel the love, joy, and peace of rest. I authorized them to carry the testimony of hope and share love's light to their dimensions, and called for the light of love to shine in them and through them. I released the sound frequency of their race to resonate with the sons of God, mature enough to represent true sonship dimensionally. I want other people to engage these six races, so I'm looking to see people connect with them. I call for the sons of God to radiate love's light dimensionally as the order of Melchizedek for the restoration of those who are in bondage to corruption. So 2019, it's time for a shift to take place in 2020. This is what God said. Just be ready to go with the flow of the streams. Do not resist where it takes you. Son, you will be surprised, however prepared you try to be, as I am about to take you beyond once again. Son, go to the portal again, and you will begin to see where this is going in the era of dimensional restoration. So I went through the portal into the anteroom, and there were six non-humanoid beings. Now, this is a bit weird. Two energy beings of light, but no discernible form. Two beings of gelatinous form. Two beings of mechanical form. Weird stuff, I know. I introduced myself, felt their introduction rather than heard it, but I knew their purpose. I felt their anguish, desperation, urgency, also feelings of inadequacy, stigmatization for being different and not at all like sons. See, those that are humanoid in form can relate to the sons. Those who are not have found it more difficult, and that has been used against them. I asked what I could do, but immediately felt the need to accept them, so I overshadowed them with my spirit in a type of embrace. I felt more intensely their situations, their desire to be included and release their frequency into the spiritual realms to attract sons to their cause. Someone needs to be attracted to their cause. Be open. I call for their freedom, and I have them hope of restoration as I empathize. Yeah. Again, I don't know what I'm doing here. I'm just going with the flow. I'm just doing what I need. Empathetic communications pass between us and between them as they are now realized that they were not alone. Some of these dimensional beings do not know that the others exist. I call for a confederation to be formed like a support network. I felt the isolation that they had felt because of their differences, so I celebrated and expressed the intense joy of the oracles of the Father's heart in diversity. I felt them deeply move, so I released deep compassion of the Father's heart for their inclusion and integration. The hopelessness they felt was slowly being replaced by the inclusive love that I released. There, I then sensed the root of the issue was the rejection of their races by the humanoids and the fact that they had not joined the great rebellion against the Creator, but they had no connection with the sons of God. I invited them to become ambassadors of reconciliation and restoration to the non-humanoid dimensions. They communicated that they were honored, but needed verification from others. I thanked them, withdrew, but felt the pain of disconnection from the empathetic dimensions. Son, there is more, but well done. Your instincts were fatherly, and well received, and you're maturing in your role. I didn't feel like it. I created you for this role with distinct characteristics. Don't let anyone try and change you. I have things that I can focus on that others perhaps might see as negative characteristics that enable me to do some of these things. So I've shared the journey that I've been on over the last 4 or 5 years that has brought me to this place. I believe that God is calling the sons to come to take responsibility for creation. I honestly believe that all of us have a role to play in these things. Don't try and do this without having a mandate to do it, but open your heart. I'm releasing sounds that will connect people to these dimensions. I don't feel that my responsibility necessarily is to go to another 6-12 dimensions and engage. But I guess if other people won't, I may need to. But I don't feel that that's what I'm called to do. I want to inspire others to engage. I want every one of the sons of God to reconnect with creation, to the brokenness, the fragmentation of creation, its groaning, and begin to open up their hearts. And I want the love and the joy and the hope that we have when we live in rest to begin to engage the other dimensions with hope. You know, that's my desire. So I want to encourage you to be open. You know, you may not resonate with this. It may not be where you are. That's okay. But don't just dismiss it. Put it on the back burner. Park it if you're not ready for this. But those that are, you know, embrace. Be willing to embrace. Be willing to be prepared, whatever it takes. But for all of us, we need to come into a place of rest. We need to be able to find our place within the realms of heaven, our role within creation, wherever it might be at the moment, and begin to pursue it. Only the Father can take you there. Jesus can open these realms for us. So I want to engage again just to give you an opportunity of experiencing something in this. Again, rest, you know, for me, rest is the key. So, you know, before we go into, you know, any engagement, let's just engage that place of rest. It's the key to restoration and revelation. Just again, start to relax. Start to set the desire of your heart towards restoration, but begin to start to slow down your thinking. Just begin to slow down thinking about the name of God, Yod, Hey, Vav, Hey. Yod, Hey, Vav, Hey. Yod, Hey, Vav, Hey. And start to breathe in and then exhale slowly. Breathe in deeply and exhale. Yod. Breathe in and breathe out. Just slowly repeat that process, breathing in, breathing out, Yod, Hey, Vav, Hey. Now just invite love, joy, and peace to flow into your spirit with Father, Son, and Spirit, to begin to fill you with that unconditional sense of embraced in love's arms, unconditional. Father, Son, and Spirit embracing you within the circle of their relationship of love. That atmosphere within you begins to fill your soul, flow through you. Choose to let that atmosphere create a place of safety around you, in rest, in a safe place. Begin to set the desire of your heart and engage in with the Father, with Jesus, in an open heaven environment. Set your desire upon an open heaven. And just hear the invitation to come up here. Walk into that realm. Engage that realm. Engage with Jesus. Present yourself to Him. Ask Him to take you and expand you on this journey. take you to the places you need to go. Engage the oracles of his heart in creation, in the eternal now. Whatever it takes, Jesus, please take each person, show them what they need to see, help them to receive what they need to receive. Engage them in their place within restoration. Just go wherever you're taken and rest in that experience, open for change and transformation to take your place as a son of God within creation for the restoration of